Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. Okay, this is going to sound really cliche, but this is totally crazy. This is totally bonkers. This was a lunch idea, okay? A lunch idea. I don't know if anyone else has ever had a lunch idea, but they're usually not very good. I'm not going to lie. Most of my lunch ideas are like, what if I genetically modified a bear so that it would stay a cub forever, and then I just had a little pet bear instead of a dog? Yeah, like, these ideas should never see the light of day. Literally last week, my friends and I got into a heated debate about whether chili was a soup or a sauce, and then that just led to an argument on what chili even was. I don't know. These ideas literally should never see the light of day, if I'm being completely honest. And yet, here we are, a lunch idea come to life. So, let's get started. Before, we dive into some advice and some positive vibes, let me just tell you a little bit about me. Hi, my name is Emily. I am a freshman at Oswego, and I am a cinema and screen studies major. A little bit about my past. I am from Brewster, New York. That's about 4.5 hours away, so that's pretty cool. A little bit near the city. I am a band kid, a track kid, so that pretty much says all you need to know about me, and I really like helping people. So that's probably why I started this podcast, just because I wanted to share some positive advice and, you know, help people have a better day, because who doesn't want that? So, for my first little bit of advice, my little tidbit, whatever you want to call it, it's all about saying hello. And as silly and as goofy as that may sound, saying hello is very important. It's the first thing I did when I introduced this podcast because I wanted to build a relationship with you guys. I wanted to, you know, establish you guys and be like, yo, what is up? How is everyone doing today? So all relationships start with a hello, which is why I say hi to everyone, because how can I expect to have a great time in college if I can't have any meaningful relationship, whether that be like friends or just relationships with like people in general? So, say hi to everyone, but obviously there are a few things that you need to know first, okay? First, you gotta judge who you're saying hi to, all right? Don't be silly, guys. Don't go say hi to the guy in the white van that has a sign that says free candy on it, okay? We're not saying hi to them. They're doing fine on their own. We will say hi to other people. So, you know, but if you're walking and you're just kind of chilling or you're at the lounge in your dorm, and you see people there, just say hi. There's no harm in saying hi to people. They're probably not going to say hi back anyways, so don't worry about it. Yeah. Like, don't expect anyone to say hi back most of the time, because they're probably not, just because they're not expecting anyone to say hi to them, so why would they say hi at all? Like, I did a little experiment, and I took a tally of how many people I said hi to in a day, and this was like the first week of school, and I was like, no one ever says hi to anyone. This is so weird. We're all in college. We're all trying to make friends. Like, what is going on? And yet everyone just kind of walks around in silence. That's so weird. So I was like, I'll take a tally. We'll see how many people say hi. Out of 48 people that I said hi to in that day, only 12 said hi back to me. That is such a sad number. And I even like had standards as to when I put the tally down, right? So I didn't say hi to people who had headphones in. And because there's a headphone rule. Like if I'm wearing headphones, I'm not saying hi to anyone. I'm in my own world. I'm listening to music. I'm chilling. Don't say hi to me. I'm not saying hi to you. It's kind of like, it's a weird thing, but I respect the headphone rule. You know, like if I have headphones in, don't bother me, you know, and I wouldn't bother you. So we're going to leave it at that. But you know, there are rules. That's another part of the judging who you say hi to. If people are clearly doing stuff or, like, you know, are busy, you can say hi to them, but don't be upset if they don't say hi back, because they're probably not going to. So, yeah. But just say hi to everyone. If you're walking on the street, I always say hi to people walking back to my dorm, because it's like, we're all just going in the same direction. Why not say hi? You don't have to necessarily start, like, a conversation. Just be like, hey, sup? Silent what up always works. I give people a silent what up all the time, you know? But I think the one that's most important to say hi to people is when you're sitting in the lobby of your dorm. Like, because everyone kind of lives there. So I feel like if you're just sitting there and you're not speaking to anyone, like, I usually sit on the lobby and I FaceTime people. And my friends on FaceTime have started saying hi to people in the lobby, and that's awkward, you know? Like, it's really weird when I sit there and say hi and no one says hi back, but then when there's the slight echo of a hello from the other end of a phone, that's even weirder, but it's funny. You know what I mean? Like, it's so funny when you say hi to people and they don't say hi back, because you're kind of just like, that was really embarrassing for me. But it doesn't really matter because you do it all the time, so you're just kind of used to the embarrassment at this point. But, you know, say hi to people. It's not that bad. And that'll help with my next segment, which is, you know, a basic helping people, you know, make friends kind of thing. Because college is difficult, and a lot of my friends have expressed the fact that it's hard for them to meet people because they feel like everyone already has, like, their own groove. They know what they're doing. They all, like, met people online before they came here. I didn't do that. I didn't know how to do that. So I was like, I'll just meet people in person, which is what I like to do best because meeting people online is scary. People are weird. So making friends in person is the best way to do it, in my opinion. But obviously, gotta say hi first. That's step one. Say hi first. You know, can't expect to, you know, be best friends with someone if you not even say hi to them at all. But if you're struggling to, like, approach people and you're like, I don't even know how to, like, get onto the topic of being like, yo, do you want to come to dinner with me, like, to get food or something, or like, do you want to go hang out, do you want to study or something, rather than worrying about looking approach, like, rather than being the one that has to go and approach other people and being like out of your comfort zone and the total extrovert and being like, oh my god, hello, you're a new person, let me talk to you, rather than make, like, you can also just make yourself look approachable, if that makes sense. If you're sitting in the lobby, right? The lobby is my favorite example because I'm always in there. Like, if you're sitting in the lobby and you're, like, in, with your headphones on, you're, like, clearly don't want to be here. You just don't want to be around anyone right now. People are not going to say hi to you, respectfully. Like, people are not going to walk up to me and be like, oh my god, hey, how is it going? Because they're probably scared of you, I'm not going to lie. If you're just sitting there and you look like you don't want to be here at all, they're not going to say hi to you because they're going to assume that you don't want to talk to people because you probably don't. But if you make yourself look approachable, like, you take your headphones out, you're walking, you're smiling, you're wearing a shirt that has, like, I don't know, for example, I'm wearing my Hellfire Club shirt from Stranger Things. Wearing shirts that are like, it's an immediate, like, oh my god, if you walk up to me and talk to me about this, we can be friends because we're immediately on the same page. We already have one thing in common. Or if you see someone else that has a cool shirt and you're like, yo, nice shirt, it's a great way to start a conversation because you're immediately like, I know everything about Stranger Things, so now I can talk to you about Stranger Things even if we have nothing else in common. So, you know, making yourself look approachable and knowing how to approach others is very important. And it's a little scary, I'm not gonna lie. Like, going out to people and being like, hey, how's it going, can be a little, like, nerve-wracking and can give you a little bit of anxiety. But even if they say nothing, then you just know that it's not gonna work out, and that's okay. But if it does work out and they do say hi to you and you do start talking and it's great, then that's awesome. Like, risk versus reward, you know? Like, the risk of saying hi to someone and not saying hi back, you know, that stinks. I'm sorry. People are weird. People do that sometimes. But if you say hi to someone and they say hi back and then you start talking to them, that's awesome. You now have a new cool friend. That's amazing. So, you know, it's like, even if no one says hi back, it's totally okay. And you'll find your group of people and you'll find people that will say hi back, and it'll all work out in the end. Trust me. So, another little bit of advice. My first podcast, I was like, what should I talk about? This is weird. And I was like, I don't really know. I don't know what the people want. What do the people want? So I was like, I'll just start with basic advice that I give people on, like, a daily basis kind of thing. And then, like, over the next few episodes, I'll be like, okay, this is more specific kind of thing. But for now, we're going to talk about new things because you're in college. And if you're not in college, every day is a new day. So might as well try new things. Am I right? Like, new things are great. I don't know about anyone else, but sometimes I'm just like, dang, life is really boring right now. I'm going to start a podcast. Like, this is how the podcast started, because I was like, I'm really bored. and I don't know what other club to join, so why not join a podcast club? This is how this whole thing started, because I was like, I need to do something different with my life, and here we are. So trying new things is really, really important, because life can easily, you can, like, set yourself into a groove and a pattern, and while that pattern and groove may be great, there could be even better things out of your comfort zone that, like, are even better kind of thing. Like, they're different, and automatically it's going to be just better because it's something you've never done before. And even if it does completely flop, and it does horribly, that's okay. At least you can say you did it. You can say that you gave it a shot and tried something new rather than continuously, like, staying in your zone and doing the same thing. Like, that's just really important to me, just, you know, trying new things. So, like, I don't know, like, the little bit, like, rather than, okay, so, let me, hear me out, right? You don't even necessarily have to do some big change. I'm a very dramatic person, so that when I change things, I'm like, I'm gonna go from doing nothing to doing everything, and then I get stressed out, and then I get worried, and it's fine. And then I end up dropping a few things, but then I'll probably end up picking them up later. But I'm learning to start small because I accidentally, like, always end up doing too much, and then I overspread myself, and it's fine. But my little bit of advice is trying tiny new things each day. And they don't have to be big things. Like, one of the new things I tried was I tried Crossroads on campus, which is, like, a little bakery diner-esque place on campus, and it's really good. They have 60-cent Rice Krispie treats. Like, just trying this new thing, I was like, oh my god, Rice Krispie treats are awesome. Like, just the little things add up to big things. Or the other day, I woke up and I was like, how funny would it be if I went back to my track kid days and I just went on a run right now? So I went on a 1.5-mile run. And it was horrible because running is stupid, but I still did it, and then I was able to say that I did something new. Or, like, I went on a bike ride the other day at, like, 9 o'clock at night, and I went on an hour-long bike ride, and that was awesome because I love bike riding. Running is stupid. Bike riding is amazing. Go on a bike ride. Bike rides are cool. Like, I don't know. Like, just little different things that you can do to change up your routine. Just, it, like, I heard this thing on a, ooh, sorry. I hit the podcast mic by accident. I heard this thing on a podcast recently that was like, your brain creates new memories by doing different things. So the different things you try are going to be what you remember most because it's out of your routine. So I don't know if anyone else is like, I don't even know what I did yesterday. Sometimes I don't know what I did yesterday, and I don't know whether this is because I have really, really bad memory or because I just keep doing the same things, but I do remember the run that I went on last week because it was horrible. So you remember the little new things you try because they're out of your normal routine. So try something different, and that could just be as simple as, like, I'm gonna wear a different shirt today, or I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Just little things to change up your routine. Try a new food. New foods are great. I love food. It's great. So just try new things. It's really fun. But clearly I am talking in circles and telling you to try new things, so you should definitely go do it. And I think that is a nice little place to wrap up the podcast. But before I end, I really like random facts and national holidays. So I was like, I'm going to incorporate that in the podcast because national holidays and random facts are awesome. So let's start with the random fact of the day. Did you know that the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer due to thermal expansion, which means that the iron is heating up and the particles gain kinetic energy, and then they take up more space? So, if you want to see the Eiffel Tower at its tallest point, go during the summer. That's my random fun fact for the day. And today's national holiday is National Shuffleboard Day, so go wish your grandparents a happy National Shuffleboard Day if they play shuffleboard. But yeah, I hope that you all have an amazing day, and you should make today a great day and a great week, and thank you for tuning in. Bye, have a good day.